Let's go live to Dallas, where there's confusion amongst the asylum seekers' attempt to enter the U.S., part of that migrant caravan. Jim Ryan's been following the story throughout the past, well, month, really. And Jim, what's the latest update?
Well, yeah, and confusion not only among the migrants who are making their way to the border, but also among the officers, the Customs and Border Protection officers who are there on both sides of the border. The United States established something called a metering system a few years ago. This is where they started after the Haitian earthquake, and Haitians were coming into the country through Brazil and then through the ports of entry in California, Texas, Arizona. And now that the metering has become more widespread, it's a way for customs to allow people in a few at a time to begin the asylum processing paperwork. But if you have watched this lately, Brian, you've seen that a huge number, these so-called caravans, have started arriving in Southern California. Something like 5,000 people are waiting there, up to 12 weeks each, just to begin the process. That's created something of a housing crisis just the other side of the border in Tijuana. Same situation, although not as severe, across the entire border. There were expectations that these caravans were coming in through Texas initially. They turned to the west. And now Southern California is looking at how to deal with the situation.
Jim, how long are they being told that they may have to wait to hear their asylum claim?
It really depends upon where they're trying to come into the country. If it's in Brownsville, Texas, or Laredo, Texas, it might be a week, could be a few days. And on the other side of the border, there are accommodations for people, migrants waiting their chance to come in, housing set up by social service agencies. If you try to come in through Tijuana, there may or may not be housing on the other side of the border, and you're going to wait up to 3 months for the opportunity to simply file the paperwork.
Do we know where most of these people are trying to get in? Is there one, maybe a stop, one border crossing that's more populated than all the others?
Well, yeah, certainly right now at least, and it shifts from year to year, even month to month. Right now, Tijuana, with the San Diego crossing right there, Tijuana, Mexico, and California, is the one where they're facing this potential crisis in Tijuana. There have been protests. If you've probably seen some of that, Brian, where locals are upset about people coming in from Central America across Mexico and trying to come into the country. But the heaviest load at this point now is in California. That may shift in the next few months back over to Texas or even to Arizona.
All right. That's Jim Ryan at the southern border following the migrants that are attempting to enter the U.S.